They are finally fleeing Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Hundreds of foreign nationals stuck there for weeks have been allowed to leave Gaza along with some wounded civilians.
Just short time ago, we saw that fleet of ambulances going across the border from Egypt into Gaza to pick up some of those critically injured Palestinians.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Jerusalem as the fighting rages. Fox's Trey Yingst is near the Gaza border.
Soldiers are operating inside Gaza. Behind me, it is difficult street-to-street fighting that's taking place. But we do know the Israelis are using their air force to target other senior Hamas leadership. Just yesterday, Ibrahim Ba'iri, the senior commander of the Jabalia battalion from Hamas, was killed in an Israeli airstrike, though the Israelis today are facing new questions about how many civilians were in the area and how many died as a result of that strike.
Hamas claims Israel's bombing that refugee camp a second day, and there have been hundreds of deaths and injuries. House Republicans will start considering in committee today their bill to provide military aid just to Israel, not Ukraine also, like President Biden wants.
The proposal would cut IRS funding from the Inflation Reduction Act in order to seek its passage. That would likely never get through the Democrat-controlled Senate. And Republicans also in the upper chamber, like Senator Mitch McConnell, have expressed a desire as well to pass these priorities together. They point out that the aid package the White House seeks also wants to rebuild U.S. military capabilities.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. Donald Trump Jr. will take the witness stand today. His brother Eric tomorrow at the Trump Organization's civil trial in New York. Their father just posted on Truth Social that he's being railroaded. And the judicial system's gone to hell. Again, denying his company committed fraud, as the judge already ruled. The former president then called that judge crazy, totally unhinged, and dangerous. As the hearing continues in Colorado for a third day in the lawsuit attempting to block former President Trump from the state's 2024 election ballot. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks Vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Tourists are being allowed back in most of Maui again, nearly 3 months after a deadly wildfire on the Hawaiian island.
Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson opting to reopen hotels and properties in phases, with the exception of burned portions of the historic town of Lahaina, calling the schedule voluntary, explaining most folks are ready to return to work, and noting some properties reopened on their own. The Red Cross reassuring fire evacuees staying in hotels and other short-term accommodations they won't lose housing. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
At the World Series, the Rangers are just a win away from their first title.
Now Seager to right center field, way back there!
Texas passed Arizona 11-7 on Fox, giving the Rangers a 3-1 lead over the Diamondbacks. Texas can close out the series tonight. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly, coming off a third straight losing month for the Dow and the NASDAQ. That hasn't happened since March 2020. Fans of Friends keep placing flowers and other tributes to Matthew Perry outside the New York City building that was the exterior set for the TV show days after Perry's death at age 54. And now fans of the soap opera General Hospital are in mourning.
TV and film star Tyler Christopher, best known for his Emmy-winning role as Nicholas Cassadine on ABC's General Hospital, died Tuesday at age 50.
No more liars, no more being taken advantage of. I'm done. I'm done with that.
GH co-star Maurice Bernard first reported his friend's death, posting on Instagram that Christopher passed away following a cardiac event, adding that he was a truly talented individual, a sweet soul, and a wonderful friend who openly talked about his struggles with bipolar depression and alcohol to advocate for better mental health and substance use treatment.
That's Carmen Roberts. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, non-perishable food items being collected from November 6th to the 17th for a food drive at Hoopston's First Financial Bank. Food items can be dropped off at 323 East Main Street during normal business hours. Once the drive wraps up, the food will be given to local organizations to help feed those in need. Authorities investigating a pair of fires over the weekend in Champaign. The first Sunday inside an apartment at 1210 Providence Circle. The cause not released. The second broke out hours later at a home on Rolling Acres Drive. The cause of that fire was accidental. Nobody was hurt. Lakeland College in Mattoon celebrating Veterans Appreciation Month by honoring local vets with several events throughout the month of November. November 6th to the 10th, a photo display of those who served placed in the Luther Student Center. Veterans throughout the Lakeland community welcome to add photos as well as family members and friends. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. ESPN 93.5 celebrating police here is what we do every single day, and we will keep it up in just a moment. Our meteorologist is Greg Solia, extraordinarily learned, a little too old to trick or treat, but you would have if you weren't. You were out there all the time as a kid, man. You got your
weather station.
Yeah, had his weather station, didn't want to get chocolate on it when he was 12. I mean, I remember all that.
We had it roped off, only authorized personnel only.
Well, it was certainly cold last night, but I think we're getting warmer here coming up.
Yeah, we're going to return to seasonal expectations, another way to slice it and dice it around here, even a few degrees above, and another push of some chillier air. If you want the reasoning and all that, there's a big storm that'll be winding its way through Europe on the upstream side or moving back from right to left. That puts kind of a big area of high pressure across a good part of the western and central Atlantic, and then you get another dip on that western flank of the ridge, if you will, and that allows for some cooler to colder air to infiltrate in. So this is the positioning that we have around here. We'll get another push of some chillier than average, but nothing barbarically cold weather the middle late parts of next week. While the western states get into a little more typical El Nino setup, moisture through California, the Pacific West and Northwest, and a couple of those systems will be riding our way. But with time taking more and more of a southerly route, is more of the jet stream off the Rockies and hopefully melting snow cover on the northern plains reaps the benefits around here for us locally, as in my milder temperatures as we get deeper into the month of November. A little more moisture on the back end towards Thanksgiving, but we think it'll be relatively okay, and we should be able to wrap it up on harvest out there. Cold morning, 24 Willard in Savoy, 26 Rantoul, 45. That's it for today. Sunshine, still a leftover cloud patch or two to the east and south to move on out here. Lows tonight to 29, breezy tomorrow out of the south, and 51 with sunshine, 57 on Friday into the low to mid-60s over the weekend. Or maybe a rain shower in spots late Saturday, or more likely Saturday night. A couple of showers in through Sunday and Monday, out by Tuesday, and then by Tuesday through Thursday next week, from the 60s back into the low to mid-50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Solier.
Thank you, Greg. We celebrate law enforcement at Stevie J Broadcasting. Honored to do that. Officer Max Vellante is with the Champaign Police Department. He is our law enforcement official. Max, morning. Get nice and close to that microphone like Mick Jagger. I mean, really.
Morning.
Get that close, man. Yeah. We want you nice and close. This is a... You know, how long you been at this?
A little over a year now.
Yeah, you're a pretty young fella, played college football.
Yep.
You look like you fill out your uniform, fella.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess lineman or linebacker?
Linebacker.
Yeah.
Nice.
It. Linebacker. So you were all over for Carthage?
Yep, in Wisconsin.
So why did you want to play college football?
Oh, played it in high school.
No, you played at 8A high school, 3,600 kids in your school.
Wow.
That's like a small college in itself, and you were a star.
It was actually bigger than my college. So.
Oh, my.
That was a funny shift.
You have a good voice. You ever been on the radio?
Never.
Could be a new radio
there gig you for go.
Max Vellante Show. How you doing? okay, so why police? Why law enforcement, Max? It's not the safest job, and people are like so negative. Why this?
You know, I always thought about it growing up. Talking to people that I knew who were in law enforcement and heard nothing but good things, decided to give it a shot and been enjoying it ever since.
You seem like a nice demeanor and everything. If you put a football helmet on, you might change, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's a little different on the field.
When you are on patrol, I mean, you can go from 0 to 60 with emotions pretty quickly because you never know, right?
No, and that's one of the things I like about it is you hop in your squad car and go where they send you and just patrol your beat for 10 hours. So
it's a 10-hour shift?
It is. 10 hours, 4 days a week. depending on what kind of overtime you're working. But
anything happened in the last year as far as, oh my gosh, what's going on here? I mean, stuff like that yet, or are you just still?
No, I mean, I had some really good field training officers, and they do a great job of getting you ready to feel comfortable going out on your own. So I was lucky with the guys that I had.
Yeah. I rail on it every time. People are sick of it, but I cannot stand tinted windows.
Really?
Why would you? I mean, when you're walking up and you can't see a thing, I would think that'd be a little dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate it when people roll them down when yeah. before I get to the window.
No kidding. When somebody gets stopped, you kind of want to see their hands. You're looking for probably driver's license registration, but you know, if you just kind of follow whatever you're going to ask, it's probably going to go pretty smoothly.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it's pretty simple getting pulled over. I know it can make a lot of people anxious.
You sure?
We're looking for license, insurance, and normally that goes pretty smooth.
Yeah. Okay, but again, you never know what they're going to say. You've been through the ILEAS training, have you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Stevie actually tried to do that.
What do you mean tried to do that?
I mean, kind of had spaghetti legs.
Whatever. I did it for 10 hours. Actually, it was 20 minutes, but it felt like 10 hours.
Complained that in the simulation they were cussing at him.
How dare you cuss at me? You can hear anything out there, man.
Yeah, you just got to be ready for it.
Yeah. Well, why do you think you got chosen as Officer of the Month? I mean, that's quite an honor.
I was a little surprised myself. I mean... We had a good month as far as proactivity went. Had some good arrests and just happy to be here now.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're pretty new at this, but I think it would get frustrating through the years when you kind of look for the same people that get released. Nothing you can do with that. You're just doing what you're supposed to do, and the judicial system's doing what they're supposed to do, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm new enough. I haven't experienced much of that yet. Yeah. So.
Well, we appreciate what you do because I think particularly this day and age when there's seemingly a lack of respect for law enforcement, it has to make it tougher. And with the stupid tinted window, I just don't like you walking up to a tinted window there, Max. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the overwhelming majority of people we interact with appreciate us. It's just a small few that, you know, aren't big fans.
Yeah.
Probably never will be.
So what do you want people to know about what you do, Max Vellante?
You know, we go out there 10 hours a day, and like you said, it can be pretty unexpected what we get into. And really all we're looking to do is handle our calls to the best of our ability. And when we see stuff on the road, we'll address that too, especially stuff like drunk driving. And with the holidays coming up, that's a big thing, is making sure that if you have been drinking, make sure that you are in a place where you can safely operate a vehicle before you get on the road.
And smoking weed now, is that marijuana? Is that an issue? Can you drive high? I mean, you're not supposed to do that? Or
Buzz driving?
Yeah, I mean, that's the same thing. If you can't, you know, you can't drive drunk, and the same thing goes for weed. Can't smoke in your car, so that's a big thing that we deal with too, with the laws changing, is there's some misconceptions around what is legal and what's not when it comes to cannabis in vehicles.
When it comes to the school zone, sometimes it's good to have a refresher, and I know that that's an area where you've been patrolling.
Yep. I mean, a good rule of thumb is if it's school pickup or school drop-off time, you should be following those posted school zone speed limits. And then obviously when the bus lights are flashing, mm-hmm. and the stop arm is out,
yep.
It's the same as a stop sign at an intersection, no different.
Yep. And so many people on their phones.
Yeah, that's another big one. You know, that's really, nothing on your phone is important enough to risk getting into an accident on the road. And we see stuff like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. All right, Max, family, what do they think of you doing this work?
They're extremely supportive, which is great. You know, going into it, there's a lot of thoughts of, am I ready for this? How is this going to go? Having a supportive family around you really helps.
You married?
I'm not.
Could be on GQ magazine soon. His name is Max Vellante.
That's right.
Former football player. You still working out?
I am. Yeah.
You look like it. Anyway, nice to meet you, Max. And thank you for what you do. From the bottom of our heart, we want you to know
that sometimes police officers can't really say much because you just kind of put up with it. But we appreciate it. We want people to respect law enforcement and treat you with respect and follow what you're asking. And 9,999,000 times out of 10 million, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
If you just follow along.
Yep. That's right.
Thank you so much for being on the show this morning, Max. And stay safe. And thanks for working for Champaign Police.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. It is 8:15. Max Vellante, our law enforcement official of the month. Looking to eat healthier and buy locally? Savannah Ridge Farms in Indianola, Illinois has been expanding their yak herd for nearly 2 years, offering local farm-to-table meat containing absolutely no antibiotics, hormones, or steroids. Savannah Ridge Farms is raising 100% all-natural yaks that feed on organic grass and hay in chemical-free open land. Yak meat is one of the best sources of protein and is nearly 100% fat-free. So if you want healthy, nutrient-dense, vitamin-packed red meat without the worry of how it got to your plate, visit SavannahRidgeFarms.com and check out their Facebook page. They deliver to Champaign and Vermilion counties, and farm pickup is also available. Savannah Ridge Farms, look for them at the Urbana Market at the Square in Lincoln Square, Saturday, 7 to noon. SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Again, it's SavannahRidgeFarms.com. Yeah, Farmers Market every Saturday. You can get that yak meat, mm-hmm. and you put some of that spice in that Ron Bailey can tell you how to. Ooh.
Oh, man, that was an awesome sloppy Joe ooh. That he brought to the studios here. And boy, and it's you can tell it's very nutritious for you.
And it's dense.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that you only need one sloppy Joe, not two.
That's right.
Let's
Oops,
go.
I had to.
And you felt like a nap.
Exactly.
Let's check sports headlines.
World Series continues tonight at 7 o'clock on Fox. And if the Rangers take it, I mean, with all the road wins, that's been an incredible. Is it a
undefeated
record?
It's a record never happened in baseball history of where a playoff team never loses on the road through the whole thing. And the Texas Rangers are one win away.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't care too much about it. It's fun to turn on for the electricity that it emanates, mm-hmm. that comes out of the screen. Because you got fans. It's a World Series. It's fun for that standpoint, but nobody cares.
That's right. But 3-1, Texas Rangers are on top after beating the Arizona Diamondbacks 11-7 last night. The Pacers and Celtics will be going at it. They also have the Bulls and Dallas Mavericks. And we had some shifts going on. I know I was reading about James Harden and P.J. Tucker going from the 76ers to the L.A. Clippers as far as another trending story in NBA action. We'll have our volleyball team in action tonight at 8 o'clock. It's the 50th season for women's volleyball. They'll be facing Northwestern. Illinois and Minnesota, 2:30 on Saturday. The game on November 11th will be 11 a.m., easy to remember, when we face Indiana in Memorial Stadium here in Champaign. NHL action has St. Louis and the Colorado Avalanche in action tonight.
Well, Busey, they are very, very, very active in the community. Their associates at Busey give over 20,000 hours, hundreds of community organizations, and 200, at least 200 associates serve on boards in their community as well. So Busey is very active wherever they serve, and they're proud of that. They have raised money. They've done it for scholarships. That's over $250,000. They've raised over $500,000 for Pay It Forward. If you're interested in knowing more about their corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition, and development, it's all in their report. You can read about it at Busey.com/impact. Learn more about the unbelievable community efforts from Busey. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. Welcome to this new month of November, and a cold one anticipated, but some uptick in temperatures expected for the end part of the week. Into the weekend, a milder, more seasonal feel, but some rainfall anticipated. Nothing major, though. No significant amounts anticipated. Back into some chillier weather the second half of next week. And how about the first few flakes of snow that we experienced in some areas yesterday, even a couple of snow showers and flurries noted up around the Gibson City area. None of that today. Sunny cold, though, at 45. Lighter winds out of the west. west and southwest. A few clouds for tonight, down to about 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming breezy. The high around 51 and an increasing southwest to south wind. 35 tomorrow night, partly sunny, windy for the day on Friday. Highs to about 57. Over the weekend, could be a shower or two late Saturday, more likely Saturday night into Sunday. Highs up to 62 on Saturday, 64 for Sunday, 63 on Monday. Additional shower activity. Then we'll cool off a little bit into the first half of next week, much of next week, actually, with daytime readings into the lower 50s.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Payroll processing company ADP is reporting 113,000 new jobs created by private employers in October. The number is weaker than forecast. ADP chief economist Neela Richardson says the labor market is still strong, though it has slowed and pay increases have moderated. ADP says pay was up 5.7% in October from a year ago, the smallest annual gain in 2 years. More earnings are coming in this morning. Kraft Heinz, Toyota, and Yum Brands, parent company of Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, all reported upbeat quarters. Wayfair shares are losing ground. The online home furnishings company reported sales that fell short of expectations and a decline in customers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Well, they say there are certain things that shouldn't be brought up at the kitchen table, but not here at the Duffys. So pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
And we're going to share some real-life solutions as well to the everyday issues that you all talk about. And we're going to talk about some of those things that we agree on.
And some that we don't.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podasts.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit cuhabitat.org.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Hi, it's Stevie J. I want to invite you to Stevie J Travel's unveiling of the 2024 travel itinerary. Are you interested? You might as well come. It's free. 10:30 in the morning, Tuesday, November 7th at the beautiful I Hotel. Keith from Premier will be there and he'll kind of identify where you're going to go next year. We got the Albuquerque Balloon Festival. We got a trip to Alaska. We got great trains in the Grand Canyon. Some wonderful, unique trips that you'll be interested in taking a look at and maybe even joining us on an excursion and an adventure next year. 2024 is upon us. We need to start thinking about where you're going. Stevie J Travel. You can go to steviejtravel.com for more information or just simply come on over to the I Hotel and Conference Center on Tuesday, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning, and we'll be excited to share some of the trips we partner with Premier on and some other surprises. Again, it's Stevie J Travel, I Hotel, November 7th, 10:30 in the morning. Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Talking about maybe doing something with Houlihan's. Dovetail gets you a deal if you want to go
this next Tuesday at 10:30 iHotel and walk on into Houlihan's and get some money off your stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Houlihan's, Thursday evening, 6 to 8, they have live music inside. Of course, the patio play was fun throughout the summer, but they're still continuing with various local combos and jazz and that $7 glass of house wine, some drink specials, a special menu. It's a great date night as you tiptoe out of your regular routine. Enjoy Houlihan's at First and St. Mary from 6 to 8 Thursdays.
Yeah, can't beat that. And Long Branch, where we're having our Christmas party, Donnie tells me he might have one or two nights that's even possible. If you want to have your Christmas party, your company party, they'll hold like 54, 56 seats, I think.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to reserve Gifford's Steakhouse, it's Long Branch, then you need to reach out.
Just have your company take over the restaurant on a night when he's not open. So that's, what, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I believe?
They're open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. They had had them out the door on Saturday.
Nice.
Last Saturday, it was starting at 5.
Yeah.
They were out the door.
Yeah.
So people were waiting for a reason. And somebody came down from Chicago and said, we eat at all the Chicago and they're not this good.
Yeah, the so meat is just fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, but whatever he's doing, it seems to be working.
That's right.
Okay, also something cool going on called Living Flag.
Yes.
This is a real patriotic, awesome show that's being put on by Muhammad Christian Church. We'll talk about that. Also, it's a big deal coming up at the Virginia Audience of One that we're going to talk about in the next half hour as well.
We are. That's going to be on November 11th, Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And they're praying for all the city and police and first responders, educators, healthcare workers, and a lot of area churches are coming together. Yeah. So event coordinator Jeff Goldberg's planning on coming in our studios to tell us more.
Excellent. Be great to see Jeff.
Audience all right,
so
of one.
Yep, that'll be coming up as well. So
The Virginia, they also have a buddy guy that was moved because of a medical event from this month to June. So if you had tickets to that inside the next week, you should decide whether you're going to go or not. Of course, the tickets from the November show are good in June. But if you say, I'm on vacation during June, now's the time to move on that. TheVirginia.org has all the details.
Okay. All right. So it is November 1, 11-1-23. We're almost at 24.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we fall back on the clocks. So Saturday into Sunday, you do enjoy that wonderful extra hour of sleep. So that's the positive, but the negative is it's dark at 4:30.
It is.
Come on, man. But December 21, the days get longer.
That's right.
So, man, it's gone fast. It has really blown by another year. Unbelievable. Election year next year is going to be interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to break one more time, come back with our final half hour of the program here on ESPN 93.5. Always welcome to text 217-359-2255. Send us a message if you'd like. Boys, this afternoon will be on. Lontane, Derek Piper, 3 to 5 with Kyle Toskitz. Always Monday through Friday from 3 to 5. They had a good talk with Luke Goody yesterday from the basketball team.
Great.
All right, back right after this.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Reagan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Anecdotally, I think people ran out of candy last night. That's what I'm hearing. Way more kids out in Champaign-Urbana last night than I think people expected.
I had two in Tolono.
Well, and you said you're in a little
older I am
area.
In a dark.
All right, be right area. Back. 8:30.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Palestinians needing hospitalization and foreigners trapped in Gaza are allowed to leave through Egypt for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war started.
Foreign passport holders have been seen entering the Rafah crossing that connects Gaza with Egypt. Although some aid trucks have entered Gaza in recent weeks, Egypt have been reluctant to let anyone pass in the other direction.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Biden says he'd veto a House Republican bill sending money to Israel, paid for, though, with cuts to the Internal Revenue Service.
The administration insists that Congress approve the $106 billion request for Israel and Ukraine as is in one fell swoop. But some Republicans prefer breaking it up. In fact, many GOP members take a dim view of assisting Ukraine at all.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois landlord accused of stabbing a six-year-old Muslim boy to death, pleading not guilty to all charges. Joseph Chuba entered not guilty in Will County Court. The charges stem from a knife attack earlier this month in Plainfield Township that killed Wadi Al-Faumi and left his mother hospitalized. Prosecutors say Chuba targeted the victims because of the Muslim faith. Illinois State Board of Education unveiling its Illinois report card. The state report card released annually to give oversight of information on schools across the state. Reports show the highest graduation rate in 13 years by the class of 2023. There was an increase in both English and math proficiency rates. As clocks are turned back November 5th, the American Red Cross encouraging everyone to also test whether home smoke alarms working in order. Over the past week, local Red Cross volunteers assisting 11 people involved in six house fires spanning Heron, Springfield, Centralia, Frankfort, and Vandalia. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. All right, we check our weather. Brought to you this morning by Carl.
1 in 5 people in the United States don't know they have diabetes. And there's common complications that you can get advice on at carl.org. Find a doctor ready to help you stay healthy.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign-Urbana vicinity in this first day in November. A sunny, cold one. Afternoon temperatures to about 45 degrees. A light northwest to westerly breeze will come around southwest for the afternoon. We'll bottom out tonight with a few clouds to 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming breezy. Southwest to south wind on the increase of 12 to 22 in gusty, up to about 51. 30s tomorrow night, partly sunny, windy for the day and Friday. Highs to about 57 on a gusty south wind. Milder still over the weekend with a high temperature near 62 on Saturday. Could be an isolated shower late in the day, but more likely Saturday night. Sunday into Monday, some occasional shower activity. Highs up to 64 on Sunday. Monday, highs 63. We'll cool back into the lower 50s. A lingering threat for some rainfall here on Tuesday morning. Then a partly sunny, quiet weather pattern for the second half of next week. With again, temperature readings averaging out a few degrees below average, with lower 50s by day, 30s at night for the second half of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Well, a cool event coming up in Muhammad at Muhammad Christian Church is the Living Flag. Kathy Menacher, you're kind of the director of this, aren't you?
I am the coordinator, yes.
You are the coordinator, so you tell people where to go, where to stand, where to sing, and all that. Hey,
what
tell me,
good?
what is Living Flag about at Muhammad Christian Church? I know it's a tradition, but tell me what it's about.
Living Flag is a faith-based, patriotic musical that we do to honor our veterans and, of course, to honor God. This will be our 18th Living Flag this year.
It's a minute. It's quite a while.
18
is quite a few.
Nice.
All right, so tell me when this is and how people can come and listen and watch, Kathy.
So the programs are this weekend, actually, this Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then our final program will be Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m.
Question I always like asking, Kathy, are you ready? Are you ready?
We are ready.
Well, that's good.
Are always very excited to do this. It's a very important, special program that we are honored to be able to do for our veterans.
Love it. It's a way to celebrate veterans and God, and it's, I don't know who could possibly not want to do all that. That's fantastic that you do, and I know you spend a lot of hours doing it. Is there a website anywhere I can go to get more details of what we just mentioned here, Kathy?
You can go to themuhammadchristian.org.
Got it, muhammadchristian.org. Kathy Menacher, do you say break a leg in something like this? I guess you would. It's kind of a show, right? Right? So,
I hope
it goes wonderfully well. Thank you for what you guys do. I think it's a great idea.
How many vocalists, Kathy?
We have 29 singers this year.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. And some treats for those veterans who want to be in the lobby and just get a pat on the back from people, huh?
That is correct. We have a reception that follows each program for all attendees and participants.
Well, I hope it goes well, Kathy.
Thanks for all you do.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We hope you and your listeners will join us.
Thank you. Appreciate letting us know about that.
Muhammad Christian, just an online search away to find out all the details.
Time to pray for our community. An audience of one is a gathering of Christians at the Virginia Theater. That's Saturday, November 11. That's a week from Saturday at 7 p.m. Got to gather together, worship God, pray for our city, police, first responders, educators, healthcare workers, and churches. Jeff Goldberg, why are you involved in this, man?
Well, I started attending a Thursday evening prayer session up at, it's now at the Salvation Army building on North Market. And it's a grassroots prayer sessions, and they decided to have a community-wide prayer and praise meeting. And I was attending, and they found out that I was affiliated with the Virginia Theater, having produced many shows, musicals, and concerts there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we need a technical guy to help us out. And I said, well, I'm your man. I would love to do it. And so that's how I got involved. So I'm handling the logistics of actually working it out at the Virginia Theater.
Audience of one.
Doesn't
sound like it's very complicated.
Well, yes, audience of one. So we want our Lord Jesus to be there, and we know he will be.
Okay.
So he's our audience.
There you go.
And who could object praying for the city, the police, the fire? I mean, all of our, that's great.
Yeah, we have special guests lined up to come out on stage and pray for these various aspects of our community. Chief Tyler from Champaign will be there, and others, and we'll be praying for these specific areas of our community, education and the youth, and so on. We also have music, a diverse group of musicians, and we're going to worship the Lord, and we expect to have a wonderful time together. There'll be some group prayer as well. So it's going to be a very exciting evening, and we just we're expectant of the Holy Spirit to be there and to honor God.
It's free on Saturday, November 11th at 7 p.m. at the Virginia Theater. And you're expecting a lot of area churches. In case you are a local minister just hearing about this, what do they do to reach out more so we can get more churches and parishioners and stuff like that involved?
Well, if they go to the Great News website, there's information about this. They can call 217-367-7777. Good old heavenly number 7
there
in there
go.
A lot. And there's information that they need from there. But you're right, it is a free event on Saturday the 11th, and there'll be no offering taken. So, yes, it's absolutely 100% free. We just would like to see people from the community, from various churches, to show up and enjoy the evening.
Well, there's only one thing that will fix this, and that's God. Our world is a mess, Jeff.
Yes. It really is a mess. There's a lot going on in our community and around the world. We just need to support the people we know locally, as well as to pray for people around the world. So that's what we're going to do.
All right. It's the 11th of November, 7 p.m., audience of one at the Virginia Theater. Hope you can join us. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Our pleasure. ESPN 93.5.
Welcome to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hi, I'm looking for a refrigerator.
When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Oh, yeah, well, I just need a refrigerator. Don't need the whole store.
But you get it, the whole store.
My kitchen is only about this big.
You get me.
Hello.
All those delivery, installation, and service technicians in back.
Wow, all those people?
The Dick Van Dyke 5-10-year protection plan, which means in the unlikely event something goes wrong in the first 5 years, your repair cost is nothing.
Nothing?
10 years parts coverage on the major components.
Looks like I'm getting more than a refrigerator today. How much does this whole store cost?
Nothing.
Come on.
For real. We guarantee to beat any competitor's deal, all that other stuff we talked about, like our service tax.
And your 5-10-year protection plan.
All included.
I'm Dennis Freak, and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. And when we say you get the whole store, we mean the whole store. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Reach your savings goals. Busey Bank CD specials can help. Watch your money grow with competitive rates and offers. Visit busey.com/CD rates, visit your local service center, or call 1-800-67-BUSEY today. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Amazing selection, price and style. On hardwoods, laminates, carpet and tile. Low prices on high fashion. Step up the flooring that gets a wow reaction. See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
Flooring Surfaces now offers beautiful window fashions. Our interior design team will custom fit shade, shutters, and blinds to any size opening. Visit the showroom to see the latest fashions from Graber and Hunter Douglas, or request an in-home consultation. Whether it's floors or windows, Flooring Surfaces has you covered.
Stevie
see
J.
us
here
today at 401 Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
All right, sports headlines, Diane Ducey.
It's almost tempting to get two Illini football players, Jeff and Johnny. Come up to the mic over there. Oh, okay.
It's okay. All right. We got two guys that played for Bob Blackman and Gary Moeller. Jeff Goldberg, who's just on Brother Johnny's leaving town. And you both played for Gary Moeller and Bob Blackman. That's probably rare.
Oh, that's rare. That's rare, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, there aren't too many of us still around.
And you, Jeff was a cornerback, and you were a wide receiver. So did you go off play against each other in practice?
Yeah, he had some trouble staying with me. But
And I knocked him over a few
times.
Yeah,
he did. So, that's right. You got to watch Goldberg.
Did you play in
We had the original law firm. We had Goldberg and Levin for the defensive backs.
There you go.
I love it. That's a long time ago. Well, I don't know how many fans remember any.
Well, it was back when you played JV ball. I mean,
Well, that was freshman, sophomore year, played JV.
We played against Rudy, I'm sure, because we played Notre Dame every year.
Rudy probably did.
The movie.
That's right. Rudy Russo. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, well, Illinois football in action at Minnesota.
Still maybe go to a bowl game. I'm not giving up.
I got to say, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about this game.
Man, awesome. I am too. I'm ready to roll.
That's awesome. Boys, thank you.
All right, thank you, Illini.
Thank you, Brother Johnny and Jeff Goldberg, teammates back in the 70s on the University of Illinois football team.
Our volleyball team in action tonight against Northwestern, and the World Series could wrap tonight. Who knows? Texas beat Arizona 11-7. They've 10-0 on the road, Stevie. It's wild how the Rangers has really taken hold on this World Series and lead 3-1. So it could happen tonight at Arizona. And we've also got the action with the Raiders firing their head coach, Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, mid-season.
The GM, Dave Ziegler.
It's just they're not very good.
Right.
It's just not very good. But, boy, I mean, anymore? If you're a coach, save your money, because it could happen any time. Josh was there for a year and a half. He got hired before last season. The Raiders aren't good, and the really major deal is they don't target Devontae Adams, who was Aaron Rodgers' best wide receiver. They don't throw him the ball or get him the ball, and he's the best player by a lot in Las Vegas. I don't know. Anyway, I have to be an assistant. But I don't know how the assistant is much different when the coach and the coach had hired the assistant. I never get that.
Matt Eberflus supposedly firing running backs coach David Walker, and that on social media inside the last hour, saying sources say so. And then that Montez Sweat for the second round pick. He's 27 years old, going from the Commanders to the Bears. NHL action has St. Louis and Colorado's Avalanche in action tonight. Bulls and Dallas and Pacers and Celtics. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Now, Dave says we had 29 trick-or-treaters last night. Normally, we get 50 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Down due to cold, they gave away candy, Oreo cookies. Wow.
Okay.
Cracker Jack. How do you not like that?
I love that.
Kids really like the Oreos and Cracker Jack. I just went and bought the huge bag at Costco, and we had a lot. But our neighborhood, we get people coming in, dropping kids off.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of people coming at 8 and 10 at a time.
I see.
So it's and we had, I guess the oldest person I had a mustache. I don't care. And the youngest had to be held.
Right.
And they had a little pumpkin bucket and all that. And then a couple of kids said, I want two. And I said, what do you say? And instead of saying please, they said, thank you. So I counted it.
Okay, gotcha.
So I just went ahead and did
all
that.
All right.
and it was, one guy said, my phone's not working. Can you call my ride? And I did that for him.
Oh, so wow.
Never know what you get in a couple of hours of trick-or-treating.
Okay, wow.
Our weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Lots of great fall programs. You can tap into it at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Central Illinois. Champaign and vicinity. Welcome to this new month of November, and a cold one anticipated, but some uptick in temperatures expected for the end part of the week. Into the weekend, a milder, more seasonal feel, but some rainfall anticipated. Nothing major, though. No significant amounts anticipated. Back into some chillier weather the second half of next week. And how about the first few flakes of snow that we experienced in some areas yesterday? Even a couple of snow showers and flurries noted up around the Gibson City area. None of that today. Sunny cold, though, at 45. Lighter winds that'll west and southwest. A few clouds for tonight, down to about 29. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, becoming breezy. The high around 51 and an increasing southwest to south wind. 35 tomorrow night. Partly sunny, windy for the day on Friday. Highs to about 57. Over the weekend, could be a shower or two late Saturday. More likely Saturday night into Sunday. Highs up to 62 on Saturday. 64 for Sunday. 63 on Monday. Additional shower activity. Then we'll cool off a little bit into the first half of next week. Much of next week, actually, with daytime readings into the lower 50s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Okay, so one of these years, I've thought about this for a long, long time, and I've never done it, but I would like to get full-size candy bars one of these years for trick-or-treating. Because one thing, don't the kids always remember that? Don't they, isn't there buzz? That house gave out candy bars. Of course, you get slammed because the word gets out on the street. It's so much fun. If you remember trick-or-treating, all of the strategy of what neighborhoods you hit and who has the stuff. It's amazing you remember who has more stuff than the other guy. And I was pretty much more the chewy taffy licorice than I was chocolate. Mm-hmm. I didn't have much chocolate last night.
Or the combination of both with the Charleston Chew. Remember
well, there's that. I didn't go to the chocolate route. Okay. So there was a bag of this and there's a bag of that, and I went with a bag of this.
Uh-huh.
So it was just having enough, and I was starting to think I'm going to have to shut it off. When I was still lit with the lights, my entire neighborhood was down. Everybody was shut off because I think they ran out of candy.
I see.
But I don't know. But in the first half hour, we had 50 to 75 people.
Mm-hmm.
And these, again, they come in mass groups. And it's 9 out of 10 of them weren't dressed right. So that's just the old guy.
I know.
I wasn't yelling, get off my lawn.
Right.
I was going, get some clothes on.
Yeah, but
his eyes, and a dad had shorts on. And I'm going, what are you doing?
Wow.
And he said, it's part of the costume. And he had red legs. It was, listen, the windshield was like 25.
I know.
It was a little too cold.
So I had just a couple of teenagers. And again, we live in an older neighborhood with lots of old trees. And it's really
kind of
creepy and older people who might not have had their light on. So, but anyway, it was fun in Philo here to have the Hugs and Bugs crew come by on Halloween morning. And one of them had a box that was designed like a John Deere tractor and little yellow corn that was in like cotton balls that were dyed. It was so adorable. Did you see any really standout costumes?
A couple were pretty creative. Some guy dressed looked like a piece of algae. I don't know what exactly that was, but it was very creative.
Okay.
Got the face paint on and everything else. But for the most part, pretty basic. I did notice an awful lot of black.
Just maybe Batman or something.
No, it was more like death.
Okay.
It was not that upbeat. Batman would be more upbeat than
black outfit with some blood on my mouth.
Yeah, it's like the Merchant of Death or so. I saw a lot of black.
Okay.
I saw a little bit of white, some ghosts and stuff. But, you know, the kids were really happy and excited.
Yeah,
and some had a haul. Some were making my house their first stop. So mm-hmm. I tried to give them a couple.
Right.
Anyway, it was trick-or-treating has always been kind of fun. And if the weather's 60, it's going to even be more people. If it's 25 with a wind chill, it was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's it. We're into November. Here we are. There was some story I did not comment on yet, but they have pictures in New York City of some of the hostages that Hamas is holding. And inexplicably, people are going around ripping the pictures down. I don't quite get that. You know, I think in New York, they're trying to make sure they, you know, clean up all these signs. It's not talking about, you know, a free buffet. We're talking about pictures of people being held by Hamas, the terrorists. And one woman was, you know, even talking to the guy on tape. He was a sophomore at Hunter College out there. And he said, why are you doing that? He said, because it's more complicated than this. It's two sides. It's both the occupation. He said, well, they're not occupying Gaza. Well, I don't know what happened. It's just ripping pictures
then
down.
Then why are you taking down the posters?
No, it's just there's so much going on. If you can't condemn the massacre on October 7th in southern Israel, then we're just not going to ever agree, because that was a massacre of human life. Well, they do it too. Well, I haven't heard of Israel beheading people. It's just shocking. The people aren't supporting Palestine. They're supporting Hamas. You know, I support the Palestine. It's been going on about 1,000 years. What about Hamas? You can't support that. There's no supporting massacre of human life, particularly women and children. And they're not military people. They were at a festival for music. So that's just, and again, if you're saying, well, I really support Palestine, okay, support Palestine. But you don't support the massacre of people. You can't. And if you do, then we're just off the page. We're not going to be able to have a discussion. Because no human should ever want massacre on either side of anything. Anyway, it's mind-boggling. You have eight people in Congress that wouldn't vote to condemn the massacre. The squad. Now up to eight people. Okay, I feel better.
Yeah, a little morning therapy as we begin November together.
It is, and the danger for the Jewish people right now, because you're going off the handle. I mean, they had a post at one of the colleges out east that said, if you see a Jew slit their throat, there are people that aren't mentally stable that might do that. It's what are we doing here? It's just shocking.
Got to keep praying, Stevie.
That's it. God is our only chance.
Divine intervention.
Okay. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing. What is tomorrow? Thursday, John Decker. It is great television's White House correspondent. Always entertaining to talk to a man in the White House every day. Stand by. That'll be tomorrow. Thank you for listening. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Wednesday. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.com.
Illini fans, taste what's special about Jet's Pizza by ordering any of their specialty pizzas for $5
off. Your home deserves
that's right,
by
$5 off on
your
all
residential
specialty pizzas like
has
the barbecue
offers
chicken
the best warranties
chicken
in the industry,
Realty Perfection,
like our non-prorated 50-year warranty.
Red onion and barbecue
our customers
sauce,
love that we are family-owned and locally
amazing
operated.
Crust made from dough they make fresh every day. There's also their super special all-meaty chicken bacon ranch and more, all $5 off. Make your day special and order a Jet's specialty pizza for $5 off.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Fighting Illini football is back in Memorial Stadium for Dad's Day and Military Appreciation Day, Saturday, November 11th, as they take on the Indiana Hoosiers. Get tickets for as low as $20 as we celebrate dads for this proud Illinois tradition. All active military personnel are eligible to receive free tickets. Be in your seat early for a special military flyover. Illinois football versus Indiana, Saturday, November 11th. Get tickets and more info at fightingillini.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars.
here's my price, and you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Ike, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do.
You're listening at to Max Twin City Recycling. 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.